106.7 K-Jug Country. Let's head to the phones. K-Jug, good morning.
Drew, it's John Rich.
What's going on, John?
Everything's great. How you guys doing?
Man, we're doing really good and loving this springtime.
Starting to warm up. Baseball. My boys are hitting baseballs. They're 9 and 11, man. So we got baseball going on everywhere. It's awesome.
I saw the video. Boy, he's really cranking them.
Yeah, he's doing good, man. He's been working on it. My other son is a pitcher. He's a left-handed pitcher. He's learning how to throw them crazy balls, and it's fun, man, watching these guys play.
It's awesome that the love of the game is all they're playing for.
Exactly. Isn't that what that's how baseball is supposed to be. When did it get so complicated, right?
At what point did everything have to have a complication? It's crazy.
I got to tell you, sitting my butt down in a chair for 2 hours watching 11-year-old dudes go out there and compete. It's like vacation for 2 hours. It's awesome.
Now, if you could sit there with a glass of, the Redneck Riviera, maybe Granny Rich Reserve.
I've learned that they kind of frown on cocktails at an elementary baseball game.
That's crazy. What are they thinking?
I know. What's up?
I can honestly say I've never sat and watched the grassroots of a huge company explode like Redneck Riviera has. Are you as surprised as some people are?
I am surprised because I have tried to do other things in my life, and a lot of times they don't work. But I think that's kind of the life of an entrepreneur. You know, I've made a lot of music that I thought would do stuff, and it didn't. And then every now and then, one will really catch hold, and people really identify with it. And with Redneck Riviera whiskey, you know, you're looking at 47 states, 11,000 stores, and growing now. It's a great product, number one. And it's not expensive. It's a top-line whiskey at a moderate price point. You know, I grew up in a trailer park in Texas. I have a high school diploma and the American dream in my back pocket. That's it. I think people just love what the brand stands for. You know, giving back to Folds of Honor with every single bottle that we sell. We've now funded 130 college grants for kids who lost a parent in combat. I mean, that's powerful stuff.
I feel that maybe I've funded one of those just through all the whiskey that I've had.
Well, we appreciate it. Absolutely.
Talking to John Rich this morning. And John, America's work hard, play hard brand. That's what you get with Redneck Riviera.
I think it's all those reasons. I also think, you know, I own it. And I've said from the beginning, I'm going to make this 100% made in the USA. And I find out not long after that, hey, John, do you know what American glass costs as opposed to what? Like Chinese glass, overseas glass? They said, yeah, about 72 cents more per bottle. And you're selling a lot of whiskey. That's a lot of money, man. They're like, if you would go to overseas glass, your bottom line would be a lot bigger. And my answer was, well, my patriotism is not for sale. So we're not going to say we're pro-American and pro-American workers, but been in the back room, cut a deal, and make more money and just not tell anybody. That's called being a hypocrite. We got enough hypocrites.
You know, I'll quote you, being a patriot isn't qualified by supporting a certain candidate, political party, which seems to be what everybody has to go to these days. It simply means your love for country and your freedom so much you die for it. American made, American strong, America's work hard, play hard brand.
Exactly right. It's not a complicated message, you know, and I think that's why I just looked it up. I went to redneckriviera.com because people that haven't had it yet go, well, how do I find a store? Redneckriviera.com has all the stores located in the store locator. You just click on it, put in your zip code and find it. But Walmart, Save Mart, Rite Aid, Winco, all your local shops, you know, they're all carrying this brand now. It's just an incredible experience to watch it be adopted like that and know that we're doing all that work for Folds of Honor at the same time. That's what we call a win-win, my man.
I was really heartbroken to hear about Granny Rich. So sorry to hear about her passing, John. And she left behind a legacy with this Granny Rich Reserve, and it's my favorite of all of the Redneck Riviera whiskeys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Granny Rich Reserve, you know, it's 4 years older than the original. You can taste it. I mean, it is exceptional how good that stuff is. I tell people, this whiskey was inspired by the Greatest Generation, of which my Granny Rich was a part of the Greatest Generation. And, you know, she taught me, listen, John, you're not always going to make it, but you can always make sure you go for it. You know, that was where the whole point of America doesn't guarantee you happiness. It guarantees us the right to pursue happiness, You can't ask for any more than that.
Check out RedneckRiviera.com. You can find out where to get the whiskey. John, we're so excited. You're expanding the company. Things are getting bigger for Redneck Riviera.
Well, they certainly are, and I appreciate your support and everybody out there listening. Thank you, guys. Go check out the brand. Tell your friends about it. And to all of our vets and active duty and police that might be listening right now, God bless y'all, and thank you for your service.